Mark. Welcome to the fellowship. Sorry I'm late. Having to do a whole bunch of different things all at once, and time got away from me. Tonight we are going to be talking about sheltering in place and having supplies for 3 weeks. Hang on just a second. Turn that light off and close that door. When I say sheltering in place, I mean if something happens, you can basically stay in your house and make sure you have enough to take care of your needs and your family's needs for how, you know, up to 3 weeks. Okay, sheltering in place. What that is where you will stay in your own residence, apartment, whatever, and you will have all your own supplies necessary to provide for you and your family for up to, like I said, 3 weeks. What are some of the supplies that you are going to need? Well, you're going to need food. You're going to need water. You will need medical supplies. You will need a way to wash your clothing and your body. You will also need to have plenty of water. You figure for one person per day, it averages out to about 2 gallons of water per person per day. So for 3 weeks, you would need 28 gallons of water per person. You can get it down a little bit if you do not bathe as often as you need to, or you take spit baths, where it's just a bowl of water and washcloth. Excuse me. But you have to have food and a way to prepare food that is safe. That could be a Coleman camp stove. That could be Sterno stove or something like that. But there are always dangers associated with those things. With a Coleman camp stove, you don't really want to run that inside the house due to the possibility of fire. And if it is a white gas stove, there is a possibility of the generator failing and causing an explosion of the tank. You can convert them over to propane, and if you do, you have the possibility of carbon monoxide poisoning. If you are in an area that you have to shelter in place that gets cold in wintertime, you have to have a source of alternative heat. It could be a wood stove, it could be a propane heater, or a kerosene heater, and once again, there are dangers to each one in addition to the advantages. For propane, one of the dangers is carbon monoxide. For the same thing with kerosene. But propane can generate a lot more heat a lot quicker than kerosene can or a wood stove. So you have to look around and decide what things you're going to store and how you're going to store them. If you live in an apartment, trying to store 3 weeks' worth of supplies in case you do have to shelter in place is going to be rather hard. So you'll have to maximize your space. One of the things you can store is ramen noodles. They take up a small amount of space. However, that is offset by the fact that you need additional water supplies to cook them. So you might want to eat a lot of soups and stews, which would actually cut down on your water intake. But then you have your cleanup afterwards. So, once again, everything is a trade-off. Medical supplies. You will want to have medical supplies to cover everything from small cuts and abrasions and stuff like that up to things a little bit more complex, such as if somebody falls. You'll want something to secure them, and secure what's called the C-spine, the cervical spine, to protect them from neck injury and back injury. But you'll also have to get some training in how to use it properly. So you will, you know, for 3 weeks worth of supplies, you're looking at actually, you know, quite a bit. But the United States government has been talking about for several years now how basically they cannot help you in the immediate aftermath of any disaster or terrorist attack, and you will have to rely upon yourself. They are recommending 3 days to 2 weeks' worth of supplies. Just for the safe side, you might want to put together 3 weeks' worth of supplies And as I said, those supplies are going to be food, water. If you live someplace where it could get cold, it's going to be something to heat, you know, provide heat. Then you have to have medical supplies. You'll also need some way of cooking the foods that you have. If you have a lot of stuff in your freezer and stuff like that, you will need something to maintain the temperature, like a generator or something like that. But that is requires gasoline, and, you know, gasoline, once again, it's hard to store a large quantity of gas and at the same time maintain safety. So everything is a trade-off. You have to decide what you are going to do, how you are going to store it, you know, and what you're going to store, and then you have to work accordingly from that. You can't just decide, just come up and say, well, I need this, 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 and this. Well, then you get all that, and that, and then you're going to find out you forgot something. Many people will have lots of military MREs that they will set back, but there's a problem with that. Military MREs require a lot more liquid intake to help digest properly. Otherwise, you will have problems with diarrhea and or constipation, depending on which menus you're eating. So the biggest part is you need to have a plan. First thing you do, plan out what you need. Okay? It doesn't matter what the accident is or what the disaster is or whatever, be it a terrorist attack, a hurricane, a tornado, an earthquake, a flood, whatever. Make a plan. Okay? Once you have your plan, you know, how long are you going to stay? Are you going to shelter in place for 3 weeks? If so, you need to put together food, water, medical supplies, ways of cooking, ways of preserving your foods that will last that entire 3 weeks. And you will need to set them up so they are protected from the environment. If you're, you know, living in a tornado area and you have everything set up in containers that are easy to, you know, to withstand the tornado, they're down below ground, and then you have a flood, well, what are you going to do? You have to make these preparations in advance so you know what is going on, so you know that you can shelter in place or not. And if you do not have the necessary means to survive, I would strongly suggest against sheltering in place. There are many websites out available on the web which can help you put together a very good list of all the various things you will need to shelter in place. Ready.gov, the government website, is one of those websites. The Alpha Rubicon website, which I am associated with, is another. Then there is survive.org. I believe they have a area on making a emergency kit. It's been a while since I've looked at their site, but there are various websites out there, and I would strongly suggest your first plan of attack is to make a plan. Without having a plan in place beforehand, everything else gets confused. So I will leave you with that, and I will probably touch upon this again at another show in the future. But for tonight, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. So good night, everybody. God bless you. I will talk to you tomorrow night when I will redo the show that I missed last night, which will be about alternative power. What to do when your power's out. That one, everyone. God bless you.
For my country, for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. clouds are out forming. Winds of change now touch our shores. Our few forefathers are crying as the dream's been crucified. America, I'll show my love for thee with strength and loyalty. America, America, I'll show my love for you and all that I've...